I felt so European when I got to work today. I made a coffee and I had a chocolate, except the coffee was in a paper cup and the chocolate was a Butterfinger. It's fine, but it just wasn't as fancy as I really knew it could be if I was like in Paris or something. You know what I mean, Giselle Ugardi?
All of your hopes and dreams. Sometimes you just have to simulate. Like Jamie, I feel the same way whenever I bring a plate of nachos with me into the bathtub, because I do that sometimes, and I
No,
just
do the
pretend.
whole imagery. I love when you do this.
I just pretend like I am at a swim up bar in Cabo. It's basically the same thing, have a Diet Coke or a sparkly non-alcoholic beverage of choice.
Yep.
It's the
Cheers.
same thing. It's the same thing. Cheers. Cheers to
Cheers.
you.
Looking for a brand sponsorship. No breaks with Jamie Erdahl. It's a I used to hate you, but Tuesday with Giselle Ugardi. Giselle and I have known each other since the year, oh my gosh, let me think about this now. 2000? 99?
I think it was 1999 because I distinctly remember being in Mr. Trajano's class and talking about Y2K.
Lou Trajano, what a
I
soul. English history, I believe.
Yeah.
That classroom was right across from the nurse's office. Man, we just got it all back right
Right?
then and there.
Let's put
We've
ourselves
known each
into a
other since
teleport.
99. For the first 20 years, didn't like each other, and then we discovered, wow, be adults, talk it through, and realize you have a lot more in common than you don't, slash a
Yes.
frightening amount in common. And here we are today.
And here we are. Here we are, all these years later, the
Yes.
year of our Lord, 2025. Can you believe it? We
Is
made
that
it.
always is the is that always a phrase that goes with, do you always just fill in the blank with the year after people say the year of our Lord? I always hear the year of our Lord and then I'm like, does it change every year? Okay,
Just go
good.
with it. It just
Okay.
sounds better.
You know me, I'm not up on like the JC life, so I want to make sure I like get the
I
vernacular
barely feel
correct.
like I am,
No,
and
you're
yet it's
up.
been something
You're
that
so
I've
good.
practiced for however long
Yeah.
I've known myself.
Yeah. It's wonderful to see you. You're back at your post-it wall. You're not in Minnesota anymore. Do you traveled back, I saw, with your significant other
My
and
significant other, my partner.
your partner.
That feels weird. That felt really weird to
That felt
say.
very
Boyfriend?
serious,
Boyfriend?
felt very
I
grown
don't know.
up.
Like, whoa, what? We went to Minnesota to have a true fall
Oh.
because you in California, me in Texas, I feel like it's still summer. I put on a sweatshirt this morning. I was sweating. So we had to go do the fall thing. He was very determined of he wanted to do the haunted houses and the corn maze and the pumpkin patch and the apple orchard and the Valley Scare. I had none of it.
Valley
And actually,
Scare.
the weather is horrible, so he did none of it as well. He was really disappointed. He's that guy. He's that one who he had Halloween decorations up the week after Labor Day, and he has just been craving all of the haunted things and the scary movies. And I'm like, sir, let's
Sir, do you know who I am? We are above the trees here in the fur form, FIR. Wow, I don't think I've ever met some. That's not true. Wow, I just lied right to your face. I have met somebody who decorates like that for Halloween, and her birthday is today. It's my big sister. She's
Oh,
turning,
there you go.
yeah, she's turning 40 today, and her house has the inflatables out front the way
Love.
our house has the holiday, the Christmas inflatables out
Yeah.
front.
Are you a
So.
haunted house person, Jamie? Like, are you a scary
Okay.
October person? Like, where do you fall in the range of October activities
Okay.
as an individual and as a parent?
It's a good question. The parenting aspect is a tricky part of this because, you have a certain opinion formed about really any like 365 seasonal experience, but
Right.
you have your things that you're kind of locked in on, but then the kids come along and you're all, in the spirit of like, make your own opinions, be your own person. You're like, all right. I gotta open the mind back up again. So, I like fall things because they're synonymous with football for me. So,
Okay.
I'm not crazed about like the apple picking pumpkin patch photo shoot type. I don't have that. I like candy, so I kind of do have an affinity like for the season in general. I
Your
never,
Butterfinger baby size in the
yeah,
coffee
in the
this morning.
coffee, exactly. I never had, I don't know if this will help, like I never had a multi-costume year. You know how some
Okay.
people like you see, I never had a college experience, period, paragraph. I never had a college experience that had like the crazed Halloween situation. So,
Yeah, me neither.
yeah, no, you're definitely, that doesn't track for you at all. Like, I mean, what a boring topic for you. She who went to college in Hollywood and was like a member of one of the most like famous groups of, are you cheerleaders?
Song girls. So it's we dance, we don't tumble or yell. Dance with
Understood.
pom-poms, no tumbling, no yelling. But our sorority was very, we did all the parties and all the
No, you
multiple nights.
guys, again, the home you lived in was like right out of Legally Blonde. Like it
Literally.
literally. So that kind of answers it. I did do the pumpkin patch thing. Like I was sweating in Southern California. It's weird here because of the weather. I'm mostly just waiting for November 1st, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where it's at. I don't
And
dress
does
up
November
now.
1st, then do you start playing Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas? Like, what happens on November 1st? Do you watch Coco? Like, what?
I do start with the Christmas music. Yes. We put stuff up, decor up that's not like Santa related. We kind of save like the back half of the Santa for like December 1st. But we put trees up. We do like green decor. We have like a green theme in our decor. Everybody's got like a different color. I feel like ours is very like forest green based. And then we'll string some lights in the backyard and stuff. It feels like we've been in like three different houses the last 3 years. That's actually accurate. So every house is different in the decorating. But yeah, I'm cool on Halloween. It's just never been like the thing that I don't have like crazy fond memories. Last point about what the question that you asked me. Don't love the horror films. However, at work today, I was asked to power rank like thriller scary movies and or horror scary movies. But I'm not a like Saw person horror movie. I'm a like psychological thriller person. So I kind of created my own category and power ranked those and sent it back to the social team.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you reveal those, or that was just your
I can.
assignment that
Would
you
you
would
like me
reveal
to
later?
list them? Okay. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 at 5, Shutter Island.
Haven't seen that one.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay. 4, What Lies Beneath. Michelle
Oh, haven't seen
Pfeiffer.
that one either.
Harrison Ford, I believe. Mostly because remember how in the old school, sadly, the DVDs, you used to put the DVD in and then the menu would pop up like before you could hit play. The What Lies Beneath DVD menu was just like a tub with like water dripping up to the side and then this hand just like comes over it
I
and you're
do
like, well,
recall.
that's terrifying in and of itself. So that was 4. 3, 7, Brad Pitt,
Brad Pitt.
Morgan
Okay.
Freeman, early Gwyneth Paltrow, I believe, and 2, oh, 2, Get Out, recent Get
Haven't
Out
seen
with
that one either.
Jordan Peele, and then 1, the OG Silence of the Lambs, Jodie Foster. Yeah,
Oh.
people, you know, I used to really get offended. People would say I look like Jodie Foster, a young Jodie Foster, and I would like take great offense to that. And now that I've matured, I've been like, what a compliment. But it really had to, yeah, I really had to like watch some of the films to get over myself, essentially, is how to answer that
Appreciate it.
question. Okay, give me your state of the nation on Halloween.
So, okay, me personally, I've never been a big fan of Halloween in terms of the scary. I
Yeah.
love the costumes, I love the dressing up, the cosplay. I'm totally that girl who would have all of my Halloween costumes, plural,
Plural.
picked out by Labor Day and would either design them myself and put them together and DIY it, or I would get like accessories pieced together from like fun dance stores or costume shops. However, since moving to colder places like Minnesota and New York the last few years, now I'm in Texas, but then it's like, well, it's too cold to dress up. It's also too cold to walk around. And especially if I'm not drinking, I don't have the liquid blanket that is being able to tolerate the cold and also the heels. So I haven't done a ton over the last few years.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, wait, now I don't have that excuse anymore. Also, Halloween's
Oh.
on a weekend. So are
So
we, what are we,
are you locking it
doing?
back in this year?
I might, because I'm also that annoying friend who, when I say I legitimately had a costume lying around, I really did just have it lying
There you go.
around. Like, I had so many unnecessary
Yeah.
ball gowns and elf costumes. Like, I have multiple elf costumes that are still in the wrapping that are honestly just lying around. And I'm totally that person who in college, this was the case. And I brought it back because I think I lost sight of this with the pandemic and we forgot how to socialize. But I am that friend who, if you need an outfit for fill in the blank, call me. Chances are I have it, or I know someone who does, or I know where you can get it. I know where you can find it, or I'll find it on
Yes.
Amazon for you. It'll be at your door by like 9 p.m. tonight. And I got you.
Yeah.
Don't even worry.
Your
Like
girl
midnight
can resource
party.
an outfit real
Yes.
quick.
Yes, like disco outfit, got you. Fur, got you. Neon, absolutely. And so I could totally throw a few outfits together. Like I could pull together a Morticia Adams really,
Ooh,
really easily. I could think of like a fun couple's outfit really, really easily. And I do think that my boyfriend is into Halloween in that way. So he would be down no matter what. The thing I really don't like is the scary stuff. Like I don't like, and this has become true as I've gotten older, more and more and more. Number one, I don't like to be scared. But number two, it's that like I don't want that type of energy going through my body or even entering my psyche. So the whole idea of the gore, or even like I had this conversation with my mom last week. They are the types of people who they like to watch Dateline or the I Murdered My Husband, just Discovery ID shows before bed. And I'm like, why? I just don't even want to know the thoughts, the energy, the step by step of like the most evil people. Like, I just don't want to, but I'm with you in that I like the psychological stuff. So, if I had to power rank something, I'd probably put the Purge somewhere up in
Is
there.
that I've never seen that. Is that psychological?
It's so it's just it really is because it prompts this. So the whole prompt of the film is if crime was legal for 24 hours, would it actually eliminate so many of the problems that we have?
Like people get it
And
out of their system for a whole day or something.
yeah, but also like weirdly enough, like, and this is so like this is so messed up. Like, would I be in favor of this? Would I participate? Absolutely not. But again, it's just I like things that make you think. And so the thesis is that if you let people get it out of their system, not only will it allow for their evil to just get out of their system, but they'll also, for example, like if there are people sick in the hospital, like they'll be eliminated. People who are homeless, like they'll be eliminated. Like people who are bad, they'll be eliminated. People who are in the prisons, like in prisons, jails, like they'll be eliminated. Now again, do those people deserve to live? Absolutely, they're people. But like they're just throwing these things into your mind. And so just the thought of it more than anything, just and also it you start to question who you can actually trust because even though all these characters are fake, it's interesting to watch the storylines of okay, but wait a minute, like would your best friend try to kill you? Would your neighbor who's always coming over try to poison you? Would like, do they just who do you and who do you trust to know where your secret spot is? And the people who create just it's just one of those things that Black Mirror 2 is another one where I know it's not a movie, but the series Black Mirror of the
People
whole
are
relationship.
crazed about this. I don't know anything about it. Wait, let me stop down. I have a
Really?
thought about The Purge. No, The Purge,
Okay.
if I remember the trailer correctly, because now that you're explaining it, it's all coming back to me. Is it also a study of like the haves and the have-nots? Because I feel like I like saw people with like elaborate security houses and like, you essentially like do your lockdown. And to what you're implying, it's like, would you let your neighbor in because that's like your buddy that you grill with? And like, in your immediate like open good-heartedness would be like, get in here, bro. Like, let's survive together. But I understand.
Yeah, and they have these elaborate panic rooms and security system.
Panic rooms, Jodie Foster. Panic
Exactly.
room's
Your
great. Panic room is
girl.
great.
Your
That's a great film. Okay, so Black Mirror. Explain Black Mirror to us.
girl. Black Mirror is a series on Netflix. They've had multiple seasons. And with that one, it's that no episode is actually related to the other. And very rarely is there a recurring cast member. Every cast is completely different. And you can watch it in any order that you want. In fact, I actually think that the first episode is one of the worst to start with. I
Oh,
don't
great.
recommend it.
Okay,
Yeah.
great.
The first episode of the first season, it's so strange and twisted. And had I not had my brother tell me just keep watching, I probably wouldn't have. I would have been like, what is this? You know, it makes sense later, but so anyway, no episode is related except for it is really all about technology and society. But and I didn't know this until the last season where it really clicked was I'm pretty sure Black Mirror is relating to screens in general. Like if you think about a computer screen or a phone, that was an obvious thing that for me did not click until last week. And so it just presents different concepts and ideas that could be true in the near future or not so distant future, whether it is, for example, like, would you actually want to live forever if given the chance? What would that actually look like? Would you actually want to be able to follow your child around with a monitor or a device or a camera if given the chance? That's one of the premises where a mom puts a lens into her daughter's eye, and so she can see every single thing that she's seeing. And I don't know, like without spoiling anything, just think about some of the memories that you might have, whether it's what you did last week or last night or in college or in high school or conversations that you've had. Like, would you think as a parent you'd want to know that, but also do you really want to see or hear those types of things? Yeah. So it to me, it is the type of thriller that it makes you think.
Okay.
It makes you question, and that's the type of thing. But when it comes to like haunted houses, I've been in one and done. Did you ever do the Soapbox Factory? Have you been in a haunted house? Have you done the Soapbox? Oh.
No. And there's one in, is that in California?
No, it's in Minneapolis where they're allowed to touch you.
Oh, no. No. People sign up for that?
People sign up and then sign a release form.
What, that you can just assault me?
Assault is a heavy word. I think there are, to some extent, rules. However, I was thrown over a stranger's shoulder and zipped into a body bag. So
that doesn't, that is borderline. That word that you just said was heavy. That's insane.
Yeah. So if that's what you call assault, then yeah.
But you sign it away because then it just becomes open for interpretation. Essentially, like you are, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was approached by this zombie thing that had, I was approached by the zombie thing that had breast pumps.
Stop.
That were,
well, that's just offensive in itself.
Mask. And then I was given very specific instructions. You will not be separated from your friends, because I was doing it with the radio show at the time. So there I was with two of my coworkers and our camera guy. We were given instructions and guarantees that we would not be separated, because a lot of times they will separate you from your friends. And almost immediately, this thing, this zombie doctor with breast pumps stuck to their chest, comes up to me, gets all up in my face, throws me over their shoulder, takes me into a room by myself. And then another creature comes in with the body bag, comes all up into my face, throws it over my head, pushes me back, zips me into it, and they both start shaking me in the body bag. And I didn't want to say the safe word, because in my mind, if you say the safe word, everything turns off. And I didn't want to be the one who is weak,
like,
and a baby.
The whole thing shuts down for a second.
And the whole time I'm just telling myself, like, it's not real, Giselle. It's not real. It's not real.
But I'd also, were you screaming or were you silent?
I think I was screaming and just thinking, but also in fight or flight mode, activating my life. And I had also made the mistake of watching American Horror Story right beforehand, where they were in a haunted house that did come to life. Bad idea.
So that was going to be the next show I brought up until this story. I was like, do you engage with the American Horror Story? Now, here we go.
So I instead said out loud, I really don't want to say the safe word. Please don't make me say the safe word, but I can't breathe. I just need air. And so they put me down. They opened it up just a little bit. And I fully opened it up, unzipped myself, got up as fast as I could, slipped on fake blood, Jamie, and broke my foot.
You had signed your waiver. So
Right. I had to crawl.
That makes me so
upstairs without my friends, having no idea where I was, total darkness, strobe lights, screaming characters.
How are you not on the news the next day? Girl, what? Have you told this story before?
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally.
I'm so mad for you.
I know. It's been years, but I will never set foot into a haunted house again. Absolutely not. So when boyfriend's like, we have to go to a haunted house, it's so much fun. I'm like, no.
How about like a joy house? Where they just like giggle and laugh in your face. Okay, I have so many questions. First of all, why? That's like a fear trauma kink. I feel like that people are trying to fulfill, the people that go to things like that willingly. It feels like you went for like professional reasons. Like, you know, yeah. Like, oh, I'm part of the crew. But then not something you would engage in normally. The people that go and like, you know, I know somebody at work who like their every Saturday, Sunday in October is filled with like various haunted houses around like the LA County area. Like it's like a trauma.
Various?
Yes.
Like multiple?
Multiple tickets,
no.
Advanced tickets, this kind of thing,
no.
Scheduling. Then
no.
Also not forgotten are the people that are willingly employed to engage in this activity, to be actors in this trauma kink. What the hell? This is insane. Girl, I've never heard of this before in my life. Where is this in Minneapolis?
I don't know if it's still around. It was called the Soapbox Factory, and they would change locations each year and pop up forever. Kind of like the Spirit Halloween shops. Like, it's only around for a month max every year.
Mm-hmm.
You either go or you don't, and they do it every day, all night, all the time. I will say one of the greatest meet cutes of all time that I've ever heard of was a friend of mine was separated from his friend group, and he actually met his turned into wife because they were both placed in the same coffin together.
Trauma bonded.
And they were both drunk enough that they started making out in the coffin.
Stop.
He had already been like robbed of his shirt and was this tall, heroic being.
Like, let me hold you, strange woman. I will keep you safe. And she's like, well, you're kind of handsome and kind of sweaty, and I like that your shirt's already up. We should kiss.
And then it's like,
Wow.
wait, why are you trying to escape?
Did they get married on Halloween? They should have.
No, they didn't. They
How do you
didn't,
feel about
unfortunately.
holiday-based weddings?
I don't think I've ever been to one. Have you?
I've never been to one. However, I had a one time in my young life, I thought it would be fun to get married on New Year's Eve.
That.
That's probably the only one that qualifies. I've heard of New Year's Eve weddings, and I do love a good adult reason to get like really fancy and truly celebrate the holiday the way it's classically, probably properly supposed to be celebrated, which is like in a ball gown with sequins and like with champagne.
Right.
I just don't think it's meant for like short skirts and like, wristbands and blue black light on your hand. So that's probably the only one. I'm not sure. Like, I have a friend whose anniversary is Valentine's Day, and I'm like, I'm not sure about that.
Well, and the way that I think about it too is depending upon where your wedding actually is it going to be the kind of thing where flights and hotel are actually significantly more expensive?
Great question.
Because it's on a holiday. The Valentine's Day one is an interesting one because it's like, well, let's be honest, who's actually really excited to plan Valentine's Day
That's a good point.
any and every year? And how hard is it to get a reservation? And how overpriced is everything usually on the day and only on that day for a restaurant or a flight or a menu? So, it's like, all right, let's bring everybody together. But that's interesting. But I'm with you on the New Year's Eve one though. I feel like that would be one where it would be so fun to get to celebrate. And for me, my mom's birthday is also on New Year's Eve, so it's like, all right, let's give her the gift and the like. Let's just knock it all out.
Totally.
Let's
Your
just.
baby girl is getting married. We're having a party. It's kind of for you. It's kind of for me. It's
Kind of
just.
for me. Let's do it.
So
When's your
here's
anniversary?
July 22nd,
Okay.
2017. July. Yeah. So, once like my career kind of became the thing that it was, it always kind of was like going to be a summer wedding. Once I met and knew that like my person is somebody from, the Minnetonka area of Minnesota, like it was always going to be a summer thing. It all just kind of lent itself to that. So, we actually, I hate to admit this, if we're going to disclose stories like this, I did the thing that I never thought I would do when it came to getting married, which is, because we knew we wanted to get married, we could only get married in the summer. Let's just say, like, wedding was going to happen in July. Was it this year? Was it the next year? Was it blah, blah, blah. I did the thing where I went and looked at venues before I even had my engagement ring.
You did not. Like how long before and at what timeline of the relationship was this?
So, I had always said like we have to be together for like 2 years. For me, it's just like a good like get to know you. You're also in your late 20s, so like that to me, I'm like I think the older you get, the faster it can go because you know
Totally.
yourself better, whatnot.
Yeah.
So
My
I
mom
just
always said 2 Christmases.
great. Yeah. So like
Yeah.
perfect. So I always said like I really don't want to get we got to live together a little bit. So we moved in together like a year and a half in, and then I was like I don't want to get engaged like before the 2 year mark. And like that sweet soul proposed like 2 weeks after we hit the 2 year mark. But it was so we got engaged in September, in late September. That Labor Day, I was home. I was in Minnesota. We were living in New York at the time. And I was like, Mom, do you want to go like look at, I think this is going to happen. Like, do you want to go like have like a fun afternoon, like look around and just like, because my sister had gotten married in Minneapolis. So we like had done the venue thing maybe a couple years prior. I had a good idea, but there were some new things on the block. So we went and checked some stuff out. It was like
Wait,
a
what do you think you had done the venue thing 2 years prior?
for my sister.
Oh, I was like,
No,
ma'am, what do you mean?
for my sister. So like it's like when you're the youngest, like I saw all the colleges that she did, like I saw all the wedding venues that she did. So I had
Okay.
an idea of and like we went to some bar and bat mitzvahs at some pretty fancy places. Like some of those places
Right.
were game for a
Totally.
wedding.
Yeah, absolutely.
There were just some new, so we're like, it's a nice, I think honestly, I was home for Labor Day weekend and I was like, Mom, you want to go like check it out? I think I'm probably going to get engaged like this fall. Then I won't have any time because it's football season. So I really just was like totally using it as a reason to preempt. I made
And
a
did
lot
he
of,
know? Did you tell him, hey, we went and looked
I
at
did.
venues today?
Yeah,
Okay.
I did. Yeah, it was like so a nom thing. Like he already had the ring and like, but I didn't know he had the ring. It wasn't one of those where it
Right.
was like, where is it? It's in your drawer. It wasn't that. It was just, I was very excited. I was very happy. I'm also like very like logically sound where I was like, if I miss the window here, then we can't get married next summer. And I really would like to like get this life kind of rolling. So anywho, yeah, we got married like 9 months later. And
There you go.
yeah,
That's it.
it's a funny ha-ha now, but for sure it was like it was quite sacrilegious that I did it at the time.
Well, I mean, here you are thinking he proposed 2 weeks after the 2 year mark, yet you
Yeah.
secretly are actually looking at venues right before.
Yeah,
You kind of gave
right.
the green light of, all
Yeah,
right, well,
yeah.
I feel like I had in my head this idea of I'm going to have this massive black tie wedding. And who knows, maybe I still will. But like my whole life, I've been white knuckling this fantasy of being a bride and getting married. And now it's pretty much seemingly here. And I'm like, this sounds exhausting. I'm not a planner. That does not sound fun to me. And I see so many people who are stressed out. And I also now at this point know the value of money a little bit more. And I'm like, no, I'm like thinking of like all the awesome things that I could use as like a down payment or a full payment of things. I'm like, maybe we should just, I don't know, like go to a parking lot and have a pastor meet us there and just get an in and out truck and
Great. That sounds great.
don't
And it can
know. I
kind
don't
of be like an
know.
open-ended invitation, like whoever shows up. I told this student
Yeah.
today, that's a good idea. I think I am for however people want the expectation and the cultural, rules or whatever are so annoying to me, and I will like openly cheer for somebody who wants to break any of them. Go for it. I have two concepts I want to run by you. I actually just a story I want to tell you. I told the story to somebody today, actually, a friend of mine. We had a comedian come in, Nate Jackson, to our show this morning, and it reminded me of a friend of mine who a couple years ago got engaged. And I think this was like her second marriage, and he played a professional sport. So it was like they wanted also to kind of get their life going. And she did this thing where they threw a very fancy engagement party and told everybody that, like, we're gonna get married, we're gonna elope eventually. So just like come, please come to this engagement party. We're gonna go to like Mexico or something insane. And also, this person's favorite comedian is gonna perform at the engagement party. It's gonna be a grand old time. And so they did that, and everybody came, and everybody got everybody seated. The guy did the stand up, and then he walked off, and then they came down the aisle and got married. It was like a surprise wedding. And I was like, okay, why is that the coolest thing I've ever witnessed in my life? Genius idea. Secondly, what was my secondly? New theory, because we're gonna hit the 10-year mark in 2 years. Yeah, we're at 8 years. Maybe the new rule, and I'm not knocking anybody who gets divorced, who ends their marriage. I think if that's your right journey and your right pathway, go for it. But in terms of the spending of the money, maybe like throw the party at the 5-year mark or the 10-year mark when you really feel like you're grown-ups, you have your community. Because how many people are at your wedding that you don't speak to anymore? Like, I'm actually devastated that you weren't at my wedding.
True. I wasn't invited.
It's so
Yeah, totally
sad.
got lost.
It's
I
so just
know.
got lost. It's so
I know.
sad. It's just I'm like, gosh. So I actually really am been kicking around this idea of like picking a place and doing like your old-fashioned room block,
Yeah.
and in 2 summers getting everybody the information early and be like, if you want to come, come. We're just gonna have like a hell of a 4-day thing. Come and celebrate us slash our friendship, and like and maybe that's where the money should be spent.
I mean, it's I so appreciate though that you should make it a bigger deal when you hit 10 years. I
Yeah.
mean, come on. Like
Yes.
and renewing the vows and reminding each other. I've always said for a very long time, I want to get married in Vegas at least once to the
Oh.
same person each time.
Great.
And I think that would be so fun. Where like why are you just celebrating that one time? But I also do though believe that we've hit like another side of whatever this pendulum is when it comes to marriage, because it has gotten to this place of now you have so many people who they're in relationships with people for like years and years and years and years and years, and you treat marriage like it's this finish line rather than this starting point of building a life together. And then you move in together, you get a dog together, maybe you start working together, and then it's like, wait, like what was the point? Like, What wasn't that the whole point? Like, and I'm not talking about the people who they're on married, like they've already been married before and they're in a new relationship. I'm not talking about the people who you already have kids, you don't want anymore. I'm talking about the ones who you've said your whole life that marriage means something to you, and now you're with this person in a very serious way. Like, what are we waiting for? Like, what are we saving for marriage? And I'm not, and again, I'm not saying you have to rush into it,
No.
but like, are you lying to yourself about what this actually is? Or have we totally desensitized what marriage actually means, where you have a lot of people who they think that they need to learn, like, what else do you need to learn about this person? Because the only thing, and you could probably speak to this more than anybody else, the only thing that is certain about marriage is that that person's gonna change and that you have no idea what life is gonna bring your way. And so if you aren't willing to marry this person on their worst day and their best day, like, maybe this isn't actually your person after all. Like, what? I don't, and I don't know. Like,
Not
it's just
only is
so
the
weird to
guarantee that the
watch.
partner's going to change, but you are also going to change. And have you
Right.
married somebody that's going to be open-minded to that
Yep.
transformation, that journey, that experiment, whatever that you go through? Are they going to judge you? Are they going to walk with you? Are they going to berate you? Are they going to hold your hand? Like, there's so that's why I always say, we've covered this before, like in picking your marital partner, like pick your best friend, sure, but also like pick a person who vibes with how you want that person to handle various scenarios. How does that person celebrate? How does that person handle stress? How does that person handle your accomplishments and their accomplishments? Like, it's not just about like the, oh, I really just fell in love with him when I saw him hold a baby. It's like, that's cute, but he might like freak out if you order dinner before him at a restaurant. And like, that's not, it's just you have to like find the person who, and again, there's no hard and fast rule as to how it should be. It has to work with you. You have to be obviously safe, but like, I always remember my husband, for example, like we were living in New York and he got a flat tire and he was like dressed from like in work clothes and he like changed the tire in like a nice like a suit and it was he's like laying on the ground like on 11th Avenue, 11th and like 86th, and it didn't matter. We were trying to get back to his apartment, but he was so just like, it's fine. It's fine. Like, it's unbothered. This like sweet homeless man kept coming up and like giving him tips, like as to how to change the tire. And like, again, a different human could be like, back off, God, like just any one of those things. And I was like, you know what? Not a rageful person. Like, just not just very, and this has tracked the 11 years that I've known the man, just quite unbothered. I always, and I use it as a compliment. So it's you have to see them in different scenarios and then take that and extrapolate it. So then when our infant was hospitalized, that's a stressful situation. That changing of the tire and the homeless man like kind of pestering him, make that 100x and put your baby in a hospital, and then that person is going to respond the same way. Ha ha.
I do love the word unbothered. I think about that and often. And I also, the thing that came to my head when you mentioned that you saw him hold a baby and you thought he'd be a great
Oh,
dad.
I saw you all.
I cannot, like, I get the biggest ick whenever someone who is a horrible boyfriend or a horrible husband is referred to, but he's a really good dad,
Ick.
or he can make a really great dad. If he
Ick.
is a horrible boyfriend, if he is a horrible husband, he is a horrible dad. I don't care if he picks up your kid on time. I don't care if he pays his whatever support on time. If he treats you poorly, that is going to reflect on every single area of the child, even if the treating poorly is not the co-parenting, it's the fact that he couldn't keep a relationship with you and he couldn't be there for you or any future relationship for that matter. That is very much going to reflect on the child, and it drives me absolutely bananas. Where it's like, hold on, you think he's going to be a great dad because of how he holds a baby, but he can't hold his alcohol? Like, what are you talking about? I can't. Even Penelope turned her head at that. She was like,
Mom's
period.
on one. Oh,
Period.
mom's got her Diet Coke and she's on one about this. But how do they hold Penelope?
Right. How do they hold Penelope? She's
Miss
easy.
P.
She has not had the best judgment of character.
Okay,
Whenever
last
Pilla told,
story I
your
want to
dog
cover with
likes to
you.
put a good sign. No, it's
Oh,
not any
no,
sign.
totally, totally,
No.
totally,
Scratch her ears
totally.
the right way. She'll fall in love.
Yeah.
Anyway, last thing.
Last story, you posted a video on your show on your socials recently. Of you, and this kind of goes back to what we were originally talking about. Okay, two questions for you.
Okay.
If you
What were
were
we
told,
talking about?
Yeah, if you were told on Friday night, like, oh, you have to wear a costume somewhere. No, that's actually too much time for you. Tonight, you have to go to a party. What would you put on as a costume? Go. What do you have right now that you would be like, bam, creativity, knocked it out of the park. This is
going to sound crazy, but I really believe I could pull it off. The first thing that comes to mind is I could do Beyonce Cowboy Carter because I just happen to have.
Oh, she just happens to have.
I just happen to have. It's this two-piece set that I almost wore to the Eras Tour, but then it came in the mail and I was like, oh no, that's not the Eras Tour. But it's full-blown like sequins.
Yeah.
Like hanging sequins, like fringe sequins.
Ooh, fun. Yeah.
On top and on bottom. I also have a jacket that looks like the Karma jacket from the end of the Eras Tour in silver that I could wear. Uh-huh. And I definitely have some silver cowgirl boots that I didn't wear to the Eras Tour. I would just need to find a hat and a blonde wig. I don't even like Beyonce, but I know I could pull it off to perfection.
We actually have this in common then.
What?
I'm not big on the Beyonce.
Oh, didn't you introduce her?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. But yeah,
people were like, oh my God.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why. Because they were like, we know Jamie's not going to fangirl over it. So
maybe. I mean, was I allowed within 200 yards of her? Absolutely not. All I did was do a 15-second copy read. It just so happened. Everyone was like, you introduced Beyonce. And I'm like, yes. And I kind of like played along, like, what a career moment. But in my mind, I was like, yeah, I'm not, man, the beehive is going to come for us. But I'm just not.
Okay. I respect
the same
the
way
beehive.
That I was like beefing with fellow Swifties when the most recent album came out about how they were just like denigrating the album for like not being like brilliant or creative enough. And I was like, guys, chill, just move on, go back to the album that you like. Why are you like stripping it down? I don't like that. I'm not gonna say things about Beyonce, but I am just be like, not a Beyonce girl, and then I just move on, period, paragraph, that's it. But the people with the most recent Swiftie album where they were like, This is what we get. This is trash. This is what her relationship, her brain is mush. And I was like, wow, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Wow. Yeah, we give, there are certain celebrities that I feel like we give a little too much credit for. And let me be clear, talented, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. I'm not saying that. But in terms of the devotion that's given as if we know this person intimately.
Yeah.
Also why I hate to say it, but very recently I've had to pull back from J-Lo.
Yeah.
I've had to pull back from J-Lo. I just have, you know, I can't believe I would say that the person who I see is one and the same with Selena, I would say that about, but I'm like, you know, I think maybe she's not, I don't know.
We're going to take a minute on her.
We're going to take a beat. She's just that friend. You're like, I just got to take a break from you for a little while. Maybe we'll come back. I don't know. Maybe these are the true colors that I was blind to the whole time. And I just don't. I don't know.
We say this on Good Morning Football about NFL teams that have like their season just hasn't gone the way that they thought. We thought they were going to be good and they're actually bad. And we say like they've gone to places we can't follow them.
Yeah.
You know, J-Lo, you may have gone to places that we just can't quite follow. You go on that journey, but like when you come back, you might come back to us. Girl, Selena was such a fire film.
I just want her to be single for a little while. I just want her to be happy and totally single for like 5 intentional years, just like be by yourself. Mm-hmm. Have a minute. Like
and
you are the lover
five
girl.
Years, let's not do the interviews referencing your past marriages. Just don't do it. Just be yourself.
What did you learn? What did we just, but write a song about it. Sure. Absolutely. What would you, so to go off on a tangent, what would you be able to pull off and really quickly in costumes?
God, I mean, well, I actually am drawing a physical brain blank. I could be like a hockey player or like, I got a lot of jerseys here. I could put on a jersey of anything and like, I could pretend like I could put like black on my tooth and like have a tooth knocked out and be a hockey player.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I go to, if I was like again, because I had go-tos back when I was cool, when I was so fun. My go-to, if I really didn't know what I would do, is I just went as Friday Night In, and I would put a mask on, like a skincare mask, hair in a towel, robe, call it a day. Yeah.
See, I was never good at like those type of costumes. Like that, the concept costumes always escaped me. Like that's a great, I always felt beholden to being like a character, a person, or like a, but like a, that's a great idea. That's a good concept costume. Last one. Okay, a couple minutes left. You posted a video this week about you putting on your former Song Girl costume. It's not a costume, it's an outfit. I'm calling
it's
it
a uniform.
It's a uniform that you wear.
It's not a costume. It's an outfit. It's a uniform. Yes.
They're not cheerleaders. They're Song Girls. It's not a costume. It's a uniform.
It's a uniform. Yep.
It was a tremendous reel. Everybody should go look at it. If we were more technologically advanced on No Breaks with Jamie Erdahl, I would have it here pre-produced, but I do not. Go find it. You looked great. I'm going to lead with
Thank you.
However, the premise of the reel is that you have a short time window to prepare yourself to put this on for some form of reunion. What is happening here? Why are we locked? We're invested for you.
Okay. Every 5 years, for as long as I, like since I was on the squad, actually, when I was on the squad, it was at a 5 year mark. Every 5 years, they do a homecoming reunion with all of the Song Girls that have ever been Song Girls. And they give all of the Song Girls who have ever been Song Girls the opportunity to come back for halftime and perform on the field. And they'll have different choreography for the different generations and the years. Last, like 2 years ago, I recently graduated into a more geriatric routine. They weren't having me do turns and high kicks anymore. It's fine. I understand. I appreciate it. I'm grateful. But they decided to break with tradition. I don't know what happened because I was just there 2 years ago. I was going to wait another 3 years.
Yeah.
And I even had in my mind, you know, maybe I'll be pregnant at the next one. I don't know if I'm going to make the next one. And I even also had in my mind, you know, my parents are getting a little older and the Coliseum is not handicap accessible. They don't have escalators. They don't have elevators. Like it's a very old, old place. And I'm like, I don't know how much longer my parents are gonna be able to go up all these steps and do all the walks from the university to the Coliseum. And then they gave us a ring about a month ago. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do it. It doesn't seem like there are gonna be a lot of people going, but then it seems like everyone's doing it. Like everyone, I was like, I mean, I guess I could, I don't know. Like, I guess I could fly to LA. Mom and dad, you want to come? They're like, why wouldn't you go? I'm like, all right, well, mom and dad are going. I guess I'll do it. Boyfriend. My dad invited my boyfriend, which I also wasn't expecting. And I was like, okay, yeah, I guess we're doing this couples trip now. Sure. But does the skirt fit? That is the question.
Wait, is the rule that you have to wear the old uniform?
No. So every year they give you the opportunity to buy a new sweater and to buy a new skirt. Like anytime that they do it. And you have to send in your measurements. So if I really wanted to, I could totally buy a new skirt. Uh-huh. But for me, I take it as a challenge of like, let's see if we can get the old girl on. And sweater, pretty much no problem. And I also always wear, I'm very proud, like very proud about the fact that I have a Rose Bowl sweater.
Yeah.
Where if you make it to a bowl game, they make signature uniforms that commemorate that. So I have one that has these beautiful roses, I actually preferred to even the Orange Bowl, which at that time was the one above it. Cause I'm like, I want roses. I don't want a stupid orange on my sweater. So I always wear that. And then, I put the skirt on last week. It is tight.
I saw
tight.
It was so but let's next week. Let's next week talk about the things that you are engaging in to just have it work when you have to go.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah. Got it.
You're the best. That was a great old chat. We always cover the gamut. We power ranked horror films. We, unfortunately for you, I revisited a traumatic situation that I did not know about you. I was so sorry that happened to you. Crawling up a stair after breaking your foot on fake blood. What was the safe word?
I don't remember.
Oh,
I didn't feel safe. Of all the things that I remember from that day, it was not my security.
We should come up with a safe word on No Breaks with Jamie Erdahl.
All right, girl. I'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. She gone.
Bye.